Welcome to another edition of BizBuzz on News Now Warsaw. In partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, here's today's BizBuzz.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with this episode of BizBuzz. Today I'm with C. Grandin. Welcome, C.
Hi, Scott. How are you?
Good. And we're in the beautiful Atelier. Is that how you pronounce it?
Perfect pronunciation. Atelier, yes.
Atelier, my French is coming out. Art gallery in beautiful downtown Warsaw. See, tell us a little bit about Atelier and kind of what your vision was for this. And it's been a huge hit.
Well, I've been very thrilled by how the community's received the gallery. I opened Atelier in March of this year, so we've been open about 6 or 7 months now. And we're a contemporary art gallery, so we specialize in contemporary and emerging artists. And we have a new artist and a new exhibition every 2 months. So if people stop by downtown, we should have something new every time they come in.
That's fantastic. Now, I know the one this summer with the Barbie kickoff, the pink. Everything was pink. It was so much fun.
Thank you. That was Pink is Punk was a group show that we did this summer with 20 different artists. And it was a big success. It was really fun to put together. I did that show in conjunction with the Barbie movie coming out this summer. And so we asked artists to send us work that was Barbie inspired or feminine art or pink inspired. And it was a loud, fun show with neon and sculpture and painting, photography, a lot of different types of work.
Right. Now, your work, these are not just local artists. Your work comes from what? All over the country, all over the world?
Yes, all over the country, all over the world. In the Barbie show, in fact, we had pieces that came in from Italy, South Korea, and Croatia. So it was very exciting. And lots of New York City gallery artists as well in that show. So we're being very well received, not only here in the community, but by the larger art market as well, which is really exciting to me.
That's awesome. Right here in downtown Warsaw.
Exactly. Yes.
Now, what's your current show?
So the current show is that we took it a lot quieter for the fall. So this show is called Be Still, and it's a series of still life floral photographs. And I wanted something kind of moody and romantic for the fall and a nice contrast to the louder show we did over the summer. So this is definitely, I think, hits the mark there.
Mm-hmm. Well, I love how you can transform your gallery from just the whole feel and vibe of your gallery can just change it.
And that's the most exciting part for me, really, is kind of creating a new environment for guests to the gallery every couple months.
Yeah. In fact, see, you've been so successful that you were honored in Fort Wayne Magazine.
Yes, that was really exciting. Fort Wayne Magazine every September does their Best Of issue, and they featured Atelier in the Best Of issue and had a nice little write-up about what we're doing here at the gallery, what we're doing here in downtown Warsaw. And largely, they seem captivated by the pink show that we just discussed. So I think that got us a lot of great attention throughout the region as well. The South Bend Tribune did a write-up of that show as well.
Okay. Now, the current exhibit.
Yes.
It will run through October 27th.
It closes Friday, October 27th. So if you like, you know, still life photography and something romantic, it's sort of, I call it the pumpkin spice latte of art shows. So if that's your vibe, you should definitely stop in before the 27th to catch that show.
Yes. And I'm excited about your one after that. Tell us kind of the details about that one.
So our next opening is Friday, November 3rd, and our openings are open to the public. The artist is usually present, so you can come in and speak with the artist and ask them about their work. And on Friday, November 3rd, we're opening the show called Sugar Rush. And Sugar Rush is going to be a show of paintings by a Puerto Rican artist named Eduardo Cabrera. Who is sending us beautiful works. His paintings are large-scale pop art paintings of candy.
Oh, nice.
And largely retro candy. So it'll be a very nostalgic, colorful, fun show. And I wanted something fun and bright and happy for the holidays. So it's a great show to bring your families in. If you have guests coming over the holidays and you're looking for something to do with your family, you can come downtown and see the show, eat at one of our restaurants downtown, grab some drinks, do a little shopping. And I think the show will also be great for kids. So please feel free to bring your kids in as well. The gallery's for everyone.
Sounds perfect. So that will run through like Thanksgiving through
So the Christmas, show, New so Year. Sugar Rush is running through New Year's.
Nice.
So yes, you have a lot of time to come in and catch it and make it part of your like holiday, you know, tradition.
Oh, that'd be so awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I can't thank you enough for bringing this culture to Warsaw, downtown Warsaw. And I always gotta mention this, but your fashion sense, if you don't know C, you are the best dressed person in Warsaw.
Oh, well, thank you. Is there a trophy that comes with that?
Well, sure. We'll have to make one.
I appreciate it. And I want to say thank you to the Chamber and to Warsaw in general for really supporting this project. It's been fun to see how much people enjoy coming in here and spending time here.
Right. And again, let's not take it for granted. Tell us where you're located.
So we're located at 104 East Center Street in downtown. We're sort of across from the courthouse, and there's lots to do right down here.
Yep. Well, thank you for joining us today, Steve. Congratulations on your success.
Thank you, Scott.
Does your church or nonprofit group have an event coming up? Well, let us know about it at news@newsnowwarsaw.com. You can get your event onto the newsnowwarsaw.com community calendar. All you got to do is email all the information to news@newsnowwarsaw.com. Please email your information at least 1 week in advance to the event, and we'll get that up on our website, and we will also voice it on the air for you. Again, that's news@newsnowwarsaw.com.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in 1,000 pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
We stand on the shoulders of women who came before us.
Women who fought for their own financial futures.
And now it's our turn.
Join us. Visit WeSaySaveIt.org and take control of your financial future by saving for retirement.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with this episode of Biz Buzz. Today I'm with Noah Hutton from NTH Productions. Welcome, Noah.
Thank you for having me.
Now, you were on, it's been a few months ago, yeah. But now you've got some all new business opportunities.
Yeah. So I really am passionate. My biggest passion is storytelling. That's kind of what weaves through all the different business that I do and the things that I create, whether that's in real estate and architecture, whether that's working with businesses to create content or doing podcasting, things like that. Storytelling is kind of the center of what I do. Mm-hmm. And so now I'm really focusing on working with small businesses, even bigger businesses, to really focus on their social media and help them showcase what they're all about, not just through promotional content, but really adding value to their audience, to their customers through social media. One thing that has changed a lot in the recent years or months is short form vertical video content on social media is kind of getting bigger. That's your TikTok, that's your Instagram mm-hmm. Reels, that's the Chamber's done a lot with Instagram Reels, so they know.
Sure,
but
sure.
That's really been the standout piece of content, and what businesses don't understand if they're not getting a lot of traction on social media is that you need to be adding value with your content. Mm-hmm. It's not just posting, deals on Wednesdays. You have, 50% off or whatever. It's educational content. It is tips for, if you're a clothing store, it's how to style your clothes. It's how to size your clothes. If you're a suit, what are these different things that maybe guys don't understand about buying a suit? Mm-hmm. It is adding value to those customers, because people don't want to just be sold all the time. They don't want to be like, hey, come and buy something. Hey, come and buy something. Hey, come and buy something. They want value. And mm-hmm. so what businesses really need to focus on now, whether they work with me or not, or they're doing it in their own social media, is really adding value through their content. So that is, like I said, educational content. I work with a lot of realtors, and so that is talking about the mortgage rates right now. They're really high for some people. Some people may, recognize that they're not that high, but the idea is that they're really high right now. So that's a great educational piece to talk about, is what do the mortgage rates really look like right now? And that's mm-hmm. something that is adding value to your audience on social media. Mm-hmm. And that is also displaying you as a subject matter expert, mm-hmm. which is really important when you're trying to grow on social media, but also get new customers, get new clients. They want to see you as that subject matter expert, because mm-hmm. they're generally paying you a lot of money. And so mm-hmm. they want that money to be going to somebody who knows what they're talking about. So it's really important for businesses to be adding value on social media. And I would love to help work with them and help them create the content from a technical perspective, but also create that value add content that is going to help them grow on social media and get a lot of value out of the social media mm-hmm. that they're doing right now.
Those are excellent ideas. Well, give me an example of what kind of services that you provide, just in case people don't know what NTH Productions is.
Yeah. So mainly what I'm talking about right now is social media video. So that is generally what that kind of work would look like with me is we're going to do a half day of production. That's usually about 4 to 6 hours, depending on what we're doing here. I'm going to go. We're going to do some pre-planning before that. But then on production day, we're going to get there. We're going to set up whatever we're doing, whether that's a set in your office, whether that is going to different locations around town, or that's going to different areas in your shop or your manufacturing plant or whatever you're doing. We're going to set up, the video production there. And then that is really when we're going to focus on creating the content. We're going to have the camera rolling. We're going to be talking about stuff. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's conversational. Sometimes it's pre-written scripts and things like that. It really just depends on what you're doing. Mm-hmm. But we're going to go through that process. Usually, like I said, about 4 hours of production. And depending on what type of work we're doing, that could be 4 times a month. That could be 2 times a month. That could be once a month. Mm-hmm. And then after that production day or those production days, I go back. I edit the content together. I add captions. I add graphics. I add other video clips to support what we're doing. So, if we're talking about mortgage rates, I might add some stock video of just different real estate kind of topics and themes to add some different dynamic content to the video. Then I deliver it back to you. And I also talk to you about where that content is going. If it's going on TikTok, it's going to be a different style of content than if it's going on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Is it going to be horizontal? Is it going to be vertical? I've talked a lot about vertical content, but it could be horizontal as well. And I also talk about, do you want me to post that as well? So mm-hmm. I know that social media is, for a lot of businesses, just a one extra thing to do. It's a lot mm-hmm. of work. Business, you don't have time to do it in your business. You're trying to make money. You're trying to provide for your family. You're trying to provide for others' families. So social media is that one extra thing you really don't want to do. Mm-hmm. So my job is not only to create high quality content for you and help you strategize with that, but also I can take the posting off your hands. So I can post that for you. We schedule it through a system. So it goes out every day, every week, every few days, whatever it is we decide. And we make sure you're consistent on social media, which is the biggest thing. It's providing value, but it's also consistency. That's what mm-hmm. the platforms reward. And mm-hmm. so that's what I really help is not only here's this high quality content, but let's be consistent in posting it so that we can get the most value out of it.
So you know this whole thing with this whole algorithm
yes.
mystery that seems to be.
Yep.
Well, yeah, I can attest to that because our chamber, we started doing, more the Instagram reels and things like that. And last year we had 11.5 million yep. views. It's just crazy. Yep. But a lot of people say, gosh, we would love to do that, but we can't do that. We don't know how to do it. We don't have the time to do it. So if a business wanted to get into this world, all they have to do is call you.
Yes.
And you can take care of it for them.
Yeah, definitely. And the biggest thing that I think I provide, and I think that makes, working with me really attractive over, hiring somebody in house is, when you hire somebody in house, you're going to be paying insurance, you're going to be paying benefits, you're going to be paying salary and taxes and all these things. Mm-hmm. And if you can do that, great. You need to, you can provide that for somebody, great. But if you're a smaller business that doesn't have, $45,000 to $60,000 a year or more to hire somebody in house, working with an agency or working with somebody like me, an independent company that does video production is really valuable to you because it is lower cost, it's lower barrier to entry. And I just bring the expertise to help you with the social media content, and it allows you to grow, and hopefully you get to a place where you maybe be able to grow and hire in-house and something like that. So there's a lot of value that I bring as opposed to hiring in-house, which can be a lot more steps and a lot more costs and stress.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sold. So if someone's listening to this and they'd like to get in touch with you, what's the best way to get in touch with you?
Yeah, so my website is nthproductions.co, not .com, it's .co.
Okay.
And then my phone number is 574-551-1952. Those are the best two ways to get in touch with me. You can also find me on social media. It's NTH Productions on Instagram and Facebook. But the website is really the best place to get in contact with me to start working with me.
Sure. And since you're a member of the Costa-Gasco Chamber of Commerce, if you can't remember that and you think, gosh, I really like to get a hold of that guy that was on BizBuzz, just call the chamber and we'll get in touch with Noah.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Noah.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me.
You have been listening to today's edition of BizBuzz in partnership with the Costa-Gasco Chamber of Commerce. And be sure to join us next time for another edition of BizBuzz with News Now Warsaw.